You are a sissy. But we're not here to discuss the obvious fact now, are we? Today we're going to talk about what happened this morning when you woke up in your bed and discovered that your pink, silky nightie was a couple of sizes too large. And while you've always enjoyed your queen-size canopy bed, when you sat up, you couldn't even see the edge of the mattress. Panicking, you scurry to the edge of the bed, only to find that you are now too small to just climb out of it. And with a startled shriek, you nearly fall to the floor. Good thing Mistress was there to catch you. But wait, how is it that you're able to fit in the palm of Mistress Brighton's hand? You look up at her in awe, naked, shocked, completely disoriented. When you open your mouth to speak, your voice is higher than normal and your hand flies to your mouth in horror. What happened? And why are you so tiny? Giggling, I look down at you and smile and explain that I slipped a little something extra in your champagne last night. A special potion that only a magical witch like myself would know about that will shrink anyone who drinks it down to the size of a Barbie doll, or smaller. That's right, sissy. You are now my living, breathing, frilly sissy doll, to do with as I see fit, and you will remain small until I deem you worthy of being your normal size again, which might be never. Now, let me show you to your new home. A dollhouse I had built specifically for my little pets, like yourself. You never know. You might make a new friend there. This is Mistress Brighton, and if you like my giantess fantasy story of my shrinking sissy, give me a call at 1-800-601-6975. You can read all about my story of the shrinking sissy at giantessphonesex.com. Bye for now.